Hello there. Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. Thank you for viewing my channel once more. This video is about the Prime Minister of Hungary, Orbán Viktor, as they'd say in Hungary. They always put the surname first. But there have been a lot of, there's many alarmist leftist ordure about him. And I don't agree with Orbán Viktor on a lot of things. But I do think that he's sometimes got rather an unfair press. He's been Prime Minister of Hungary for 14 years. If he was really turning into dictatorship, it would have happened by now. Now, Hungary is a member state of the European Union. There's that European Convention on Human Rights and so forth. And so I'm always told that this copper fastens democracy and human rights. So what are people worried about? So either the European Convention on Human Rights is worthless, or people are lying in saying that he is somehow fatally undermining democracy. It's preposterous. Now, he leads Fidesz, as in young Democrats. That's what it meant. They're not very young anymore. He got involved in that in the late 1980s when he was anti-communist. And he's now controversial as, of all the European Union leaders, the friendliest with Vladimir Putin. And he's just visited Russia a few days ago, despite there being a chorus of execration against him for doing that. And I think he was wrong to do it. What else? He's got cordial relations with fraternal political parties in other countries, like the Law and Justice Party in Hungary, Forza Italia, as in Go Italy, and indeed La Lega in Italy as well, Rassemblement National in France. And he's spoken very warmly of Donald Trump, and indeed of Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his, what is it called, Justice and Development Party. So Adalet ve Kalemanlı Partiyası in Turkey. And so it goes on. So he's not withdrawn Hungary from the European Union, or indeed essayed to do so. So surely Europhiles must think that's a bad thing. And if Hungary is so bad, expel it from the European Union. It is preposterous. All this hyperbolic rhetoric against Fidesz and Prime Minister Orban. And so it goes on. I mean, he's a fervent Zionist, which I'm not. I'm not anti-Zionist. Surely he can be absolved of any accusation of anti-Semitism. And indeed, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has often warmly praised Orban. What else? So he says he doesn't believe that people are just atoms in society and the state should organize, bring people together, make sure society coheres and all moves in the same direction. Now, I don't. I'm much more of an atomistic individualist. I'm more of a libertarian. But surely socialists would concur with him that the state has to fuse people together and have them all pulling in the same direction and things like that, that there should be some broader purpose. He's talked about autarky, promoting the family, reducing unemployment. But the last one, surely everybody would agree with that, upholding a country's national heritage. But almost every country believes in that, as in, well, we must have our national ballet and opera and museums and preserve sites of historical importance. And so it goes on. Now, he's reformed the Constitutional Court. I don't know the particulars about that thing. He has abridged civil liberties and indeed freedom of expression. And that I do think is very bad. But his leftist critics usually go much further on that, are advocates of unfreedom. So some people have called him far right, which I don't think is true. The so-called far right is actually not right wing at all. They're socialists. They want higher taxation. They want higher regulation. They often want redistribution of property. They want guaranteed employment, maybe state-owned industries. They want social engineering. They're not free marketeers. What are they particularly right-wing on? Like, not on the monarchy or capitalism or anything like that. The so-called far-right is nonsense. It's just an attempt to smear people who really are right-wing. So he's definitely not a dictator, Orbán Viktor. There have been lots of elections held under him. I don't know anyone who disputes that these were free and fairly held elections. Now, a lot of the people who came illegally from Middle Eastern countries after 2015 came through Hungary. Not a lot of them stayed, but that was a big problem for Hungary, which got only about 9 million people. It's not huge in area. But most of them passed on going to more prosperous Western European countries. But Hungary has caught up a lot. It's actually not very far behind the West economically, Western Europe. Right. So now, one thing I think he has said, which I think is bonkers, is this great replacement theory. There are people who want to end Christian Europe, and okay, I suppose there are a few people who want the caliphate back. But I think he's talking about leftists and liberals, even from sort of from a white Christian background. They want to bring in millions of people from different ethnic groups to end Christian culture. Of course, some people who are not white from Africans are often mad keen Christians. But I remember the new Labour government, someone unwisely vouchsafed after 97 that they wanted to rub the right's nose in diversity. So that's why they really speeded up immigration. So maybe there is a germ of truth in what he says, but I think he's rather exaggerating. But people don't want to be replaced, they should have more children. Now, I don't care about race. I don't care if, like, whatever, in Ireland or Great Britain, we're kind of all completely replaced. Because we're all human, that doesn't matter. Individuality matters, not race. They're good and bad people of every race. But obviously, they don't want any race to be wiped out. I'm very much a race mixer. Intermingling is a very laudable thing. And so it goes on. So he's lauded Jair Bolsonaro, who was president of Brazil, and so on. Right. I think he's wasted money on these so-called think tanks. He lacerated President Obama and Joe Biden, and there's a lot to criticize in them, but for supposedly being too pro-immigration. But isn't this wrong to be interfering in internal policies? But if he was really against immigration, Orban Viktor, wouldn't he then just want to withdraw from the European Union, which he evinces no sign of wishing to do? Another thing is he says he's against Islamization, and not against Muslims as such. Bear in mind, Hungary was invaded and subjugated by the Ottoman Empire, cruelly oppressed for a few centuries. But he's managed to achieve cordiality with the Republic of Turkey, including President Erdogan, who's going to retire soon, by the way. So I don't think Muslims or Islam as such, and there obviously is a Muslim community in Hungary, but he's saying we don't want something like Al-Qaeda. But I think, again, this was alarmist from him. There's no significant prospect of that occurring in Hungary. And so it goes on. So he's been given a favorable hearing by Tucker Carlson, which I suppose is the kiss of death, really. He's a cultural conservative. He wants people to have more children, but that's not very useful. So he's helped. Write off loans for female graduates who adopt children or indeed have children within 2 years of finishing university, because Hungary's got this sort of demographic death spiral and things like that. So he has done something towards achieving the right to life for children, and that's a good thing. Children obviously definitely have that right. His enemies often say, oh, look at the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Yeah, which guarantees the right to life. And it doesn't say life, but only outside the womb, the right to life. The European Convention on Human Rights, the right to life. And it doesn't say except when you're in your utero. So surely he should be lauded from that. Obviously, he should have gone much further. So it's very popular for a number of reasons, but partly because your tax has been cut and yet the economy has grown very healthily. So that's really good. He's also in favor of Christianity, even though church attendance in Hungary is rather low. And he's allowed more church organizations to run schools and things like that. So that's him. I don't think it's a dictatorship or anyone close to it. But yes, he has restricted civil liberty, which is a bad thing. Put the army on the streets. And now he's spoken out against homosexuality, saying it's incompatible with Christianity. All right, so what? Hungary is actually a secular state. But it's not illegal. Anyway, that's the end of my video. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.